This is Remote But Not Restricted, a podcast from Sight and Sound Technology and the Thomas Pocklington Trust.
Hello and welcome into episode number 5 of Remote But Not Restricted, looking at institutional supports for visually impaired students. My name is Stuart Lawler, and on this week's show, we'll be talking to Sight and Sound Technology's Ruth Gallagher Carr. Well, you are very welcome in, as always. Thank you for downloading and subscribing to our podcast. Hope you're keeping well and staying safe wherever you may be listening. And thank you for all the feedback that we've been getting into podcast@sightandsound.co.uk. It's lovely to hear from you and to get your comments. And we'll go to those comments in just a sec. But before we do that, last week, of course, we spoke with Stacey Scott from RNIB, who's telling us all about RNIB Bookshare. Well, over in this part of the world, in Dublin, the National Council for the Blind of Ireland, our friends at NCBI have been promoting this week their Bookshare, available at www.bookshare.ie, another wonderful resource run by Aaron Milanoff and the guys at NCBI. So a bit of a shout out to those guys doing great work as well. Now, podcast@sightandsound.co.uk, and we got an email from Marion who says, really enjoying the podcast. My daughter is starting college in October, so this is going to be a great resource. Thank you very much, Marion. And remember, you can get in touch podcast@sightandsound.co.uk. We'd love to hear your feedback, and it is your feedback and interaction that makes this podcast the publication that it is. Now, I think it's just about time, is it? Yes, it is. Ruth Gallagher Carr is outside. Let's bring her in.
You're listening to Remote But Not Restricted, a podcast from Sight and Sound Technology and the Thomas Pocklington Trust.
Well, this week, I'm delighted to say we're actually going to something that for me is quite familiar, but I'm conscious for some people it may not be. And that's Sight and Sound and our very own Ruth Gallagher Carr, who's Business Development Manager in Sight and Sound Scotland and joins us from her home in Glasgow. Ruth, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you, Stuart. Hello.
Hello. How are you doing? I think I'm on week nine of working from home. How are you getting on?
Yes, I'm losing track of the weeks a little bit, but not too bad. I used to be a home worker, so I've kind of slotted back into it a little bit. But weird for everyone, let's face it, weird for everyone.
It certainly is. It's a very strange time. And I suppose one of the things I was saying to someone last week is that every day seems to just, one day fades into the next. You don't know what day of the week it is sometimes.
Yes, but it's good to be busy. We're still busy at Sight and Sound, so plenty to get on with. Looking forward to going back to seeing my little office. That would be fantastic.
okay, so you're based in Glasgow, in Queen Street, right in the centre of Glasgow, in the heart of Glasgow. But just maybe tell us, first of all, because there will be people listening to this podcast, I'm sure, who don't know the breadth of services and supports and software and hardware that Sight and Sound provide, because maybe historically people tend to think about Sight and Sound as a VI provider, and we're not.
No, you're right, Stuart. We are a pan-disability supplier. So what that means is that we provide support and services for people with a broad range of disabilities. Obviously, we're very proud of our specialism. So we're very proud of the fact that we are experts in supporting people with a visual impairment, but we are also a supplier into the Disabled Student Allowance. So that means that we have to be able to supply equipment and software and training and technical support for students with a broad range of disabilities, like dyslexia, like autism, and maybe students with mental health conditions as well.
And it's sort of so important, isn't it? Because you mentioned those sort of other services that kind of couple with the technology, because the technology on its own, as we know so well from so long ago, is not enough, right?
Oh, absolutely. So obviously the technology is phenomenal. It's changing all the time. It's getting better all the time. But we also really value the training side of the business that we supply. So we have a team of trainers up in Scotland, trainers down in England as well as in Ireland, who provide one-to-one or group or CPD training, depending on who it is they're delivering it to, on the full suite of equipment that we supply.
Okay, let's take a look maybe at, I suppose, two perspectives, because coming at this from the angle of maybe the student, and I'm conscious there'll be people listening to this podcast who may be hoping, and you know, all things being equal, that we're all going to move out, we are going to move out of this current situation, and people starting into maybe their college course in September, October time. What is the journey that person might make as they start to interact with sight and sound?
Yes, so as you mentioned there, you could look at this as kind of two different angles of support. So you've got the support for the student, and then you've got the support for the institution, and that may be the institution as a whole, so the university or college as a whole, but also the assessors individually. So if I look at the students, for example, so if we talk about that student journey, it might be that they're in touch with sight and sound technology before they've even started their course, because they want to know about the new technologies, what's kind of maybe changed with technology they're already using in terms of updates and things like that. So we have a huge range of information and ways to access information on assistive technology. We're always in touch with the developers and manufacturers of the assistive technology, so we like to stay on top of what's coming out, but what's new as well. And we put all of this into a number of formats. So obviously, we're all remote at the moment. So just to focus on those formats, first of all, we've got a huge range of webinars. We've got a whole variety of videos that are being produced, a whole range of quick start guides. We've got our newsletter going out. We've got our website. Oh gosh, the list is endless. But there is an awful lot of information out there for students, should they want it, on the latest and greatest in terms of technology.
What about the piece of, I suppose, that, and I guess the very important piece of what we might traditionally or formally call an assessment. I'm not sure if I like the word assessment, by the way, but that's just me personally. What about, so that piece where you're kind of matching a student's individual needs to a piece of technology? And those conversations are really important, aren't they?
Absolutely. And this is actually a bit of my job, which I absolutely love. So before the lockdown, typically in the run-up to the summer and then into the start of the academic year, a lot of my time would be spent supporting, I'll use the word assessments, supporting the assessment process. So that can be, as I mentioned, from the student side. So if they want to get clued up at the beginning, then they can do that. But also supporting the assessors themselves. So obviously, for colleges and universities, they have a disability team typically that consists of assessors that produce these reports for the DSA, for the Disabled Student Allowance. So I would be called in by a college or university to pop along with my wheelie bag or my backpack full of kit to sit with the assessor and the student to show them what might be suitable. Now, obviously, it can be a bit like going into something and not really, really knowing what it is that you're going to be demonstrating, because everybody's sight condition is different. Everybody's course is different, so their course requirements are different. So a lot of the time, I go in with as much information as I possibly can, but a lot of the time, it's just a matter of trying and seeing what works, what the student clicks with, and what they can see being beneficial for them as part of their studies. It's incredibly varied and incredibly interesting to be cold about it, you know, these like, you know, kind of treating them a bit like cases, and ultimately it is an individual and their study experience, but it's a brilliant part of my job. I love it.
I think one of the other interesting things about it is, Ruth, and you kind of mentioned it already, that you're meeting somebody who's doing a course. They're not sure what they need. You're not altogether sure. There's a lot of trial and error. And that trial and error might continue a little bit, mightn't it? Because people need to sort of really get a feel as they start the course, work out what's working, what's not working. And I suppose there's an ongoing conversation with you and maybe other parts of the college as well.
Again, we can look at this from this kind of two-pronged attack almost. Yes, students may well, particularly if they're quite tech savvy, will want to know what's coming up, will want to know what's new, will want to know what might have changed in the technology world that they could benefit from. So obviously maintaining that line of communication is great with them, but the same for the assessors. So we like to keep the assessors up to date as much as we possibly can, as I mentioned, through all of those remote channels, but also prior to lockdown and post lockdown, you know, hopefully that day will come. We provide CPD sessions for assessors, so we'll come along and do hands-on sessions so people can get an idea of what is happening in the world of VI equipment. But yeah, absolutely, we. Well, I find the technology very exciting. I hope everybody else does. As I say, it does keep changing. So we would encourage people to stay in touch with us and to keep those lines of communication open so that they are getting the best out of what's available on the market.
And I think that staying in touch at this moment is probably more important than ever. And you've mentioned all the different things that we're doing with our webinars and videos and quick start guides and podcasts. And I suppose for students to know, because people are at home, it can be sometimes very challenging, very isolating for some people, for students to know that we're here and we're available to provide that support and to provide that help.
Oh, absolutely, Stuart. If there was one point I wanted people to get out of this particular podcast is the idea that they can contact Sight and Sound with a little thing, a big thing. It doesn't have to be a particularly structured thing. We're here for advice as much as we are for putting something in a box and getting it to you to use. You know, we've always said, and certainly since I joined the company, I'm going to say 5 years ago, I think it's about that long now. You know, we've always said that it's a holistic service. So obviously, and this podcast actually, I think, represents just how much of a holistic service we are in terms of a company, because we're doing it in conjunction with a broad range of charities like Thomas Poplington and RNIB and then Cheshire. And, you know, all of those services are obviously as important, if not maybe more so in some cases, than the service that we provide as well. So we will always signpost where we can. Just come to us with the question. And certainly, I mean, it might be that niggle because JAWS isn't doing what you'd expect, A, B, and C with your VLE, in which case our tech support team are there for you. Or it might be that you just feel like your current suite of equipment isn't quite working for you, in which case maybe training's the solution, or maybe we can advise on something else for you to have a look at, in which case we'll arrange that demonstration. And at the moment, that's all happening online. But also in the future, hopefully, we could do that in person as well.
Absolutely. And I know just from, and only yesterday, actually, had a chat with a lady, a similar kind of thing to you, had a couple of queries, and a 10, 15-minute phone call sorted out a lot of those. You know, so I suppose people just should feel that they can get in touch and that we can have a chat and see where we are with this technology. Ruth, I suppose I wanted to then look at the other aspect from the perspective of the institution, and I suppose things like, you know, making sure that software on campus, across campus, is updated, looking at compatibility issues maybe with any campus software that might be running already. That's the kind of stuff we can help with as well, isn't it?
Absolutely. So we know that plenty of colleges and universities are taking the time at the moment to do a bit of housekeeping. So maybe looking at their site licensing, seeing how they can use those to support their students, not obviously just on campus anymore, but at home as well. So as I mentioned, but right at the very beginning, we have very great, good working relationships with the developers and manufacturers. We know that some of them have set up particular schemes, like take-home license schemes. So maybe get in touch with us, and there might be something out there that we can advise you on that will help in regards to providing the best possible service you can for your students. Obviously, again, that's what this podcast, this Remote But Not Restricted podcast, is all about. It's about addressing that extra requirement maybe that now exists in regards to supporting your VI students remotely. And we're, well, Stuart, dare I say, you're one of our experts, you know. So we have experts who can advise on things like JAWS and Braille support remotely. Please do just get in touch and we can help.
Okay. And Ruth, I have to say, when people say expert, I get very nervous. But anyway, we are here. That's the main thing. We're here, so get in touch. Okay. Now, we couldn't let you go without mentioning AT Ready, because you're half of the AT Ready dynamic, I suppose. The other half, of course, is Caroline Smith, who was on episode one of our podcast. But Ruth, AT Ready is coming this year, and it's going to be very different.
Oh gosh, yes, just like everything. So for those people that aren't familiar with the AT Ready brand, so to speak, the event, it's been something running for 5 years. It's something we are incredibly proud of. As you mentioned, it's something that Caroline and I started off in Scotland. This was supposed to be the first year that we would be taking it to Ireland. We were going to be doing an event in Dublin and in Glasgow, Edinburgh, sorry. So getting AT Ready is an event for disability professionals who work in further and higher education. Typically it consists of a series of workshops, a panel discussion with representation from all the key players like the Higher Education Authority and the Student Awards Agency Scotland and Scottish Funding Council, think people like that, as well as obviously the important people, the people on the front line, so representation from the colleges and universities. But we also have keynote speeches as well. Now, obviously, we can't get everybody together in the same way we would have done in previous years. So instead, we are taking Getting AT Ready online, which is actually very exciting. It's a bit of a blessing in disguise. It means that we can combine our Scotland and Ireland events into one big, fantastic event, if I dare say so myself. All the information can be found on www.atready.co.uk, all one word, atready.co.uk, where you can register. You'll find out all about the fantastic things we have planned for online. It will be launching on the 11th of June. So please have a look. And if you're interested, please register.
Yeah, it's very exciting. I have to say, I was at the Glasgow event last year. We have a podcast on it, by the way. If you want to search for the Sight and Sound Technology podcast on Audio Boom, you'll get a sense of some of the atmosphere and the speakers. An incredible event. And I know we're all excited about the online event this year in June. Ruth, it's lovely to catch up with you. You're doing great work. And thank you for giving us your time on the podcast. And hope we'll talk to you again soon.
Anytime. Thanks, Stuart.
Thank you very much to Ruth Gallagher Carr. Always enjoy catching up with Ruth and great to have a chat. Remember too to have a look at AT Ready. That's our really exciting online event that we're going to be having this June. And I have to say, I'm really excited to be getting involved and attending remotely what's going to be a great seminar exploring all that's great in further and higher education. That's all for this week. We're back next week. But until then, from Stuart Lawler and everybody at Sight and Sound, stay well, stay safe, and please stay at home. Bye-bye.